The Sunday after Thanksgiving, there's going to be an added treat to the holiday season when a series of animated lighting sequences are projected onto iconic New Orleans buildings. It's part of Luna Fête, an 8-day art and technology event organized by the Arts Council of New Orleans. This mini-fest will be the last major project for Kim Cook, the Art Council's outgoing president and CEO. She spoke with NOLA V's Sharon Litwin about all the energy that goes into the outdoor installations.
Well, I was definitely inspired by the Fête des Lumières, which is in Lyon, France. And so I started by visiting there and interviewing artist studios, but also producers and project managers. And I was very intrigued by how could we build the capacity here in New Orleans. In the United States in general, people are only just beginning to experiment with this idea of architectural large-scale projection mapping or video mapping. So I wanted to start with something super iconic, but also to lead towards illustrating the many different kinds of intersections that art, technology, and public space could have together.
So how much knowledge, you know, technical knowledge, technology knowledge, clumsy phrase, but there you are, do our artists in New Orleans have to be able to participate in this kind of a programming?
Well, I think it's not about qualifying in that sense to participate. It's about being interested and experimenting and building capability here, not only on the artist side, but on our event production technical side. Because you do have to understand and work with servers and software. You have to understand focal points and lumens and light density. So there's a lot to learn. It is a form, but it is a form that has many different features and assets. I mean, one of the installations will be a pong game on the side of a building. Another one will look like light is moving in rainbows across the front of the New Orleans Jazz Market. So there's a wide variety in what's possible. It's not all projection mapping. It's about this idea of art and light, technology and architecture, and ultimately community.
Fantastic. You talked a little bit about public safety, the arts and public safety. Why don't you tell us in your vision, what does that mean?
I am completely inspired by the ideas of a continuum between creative space and civic space, and how artists can help us to amplify what is good and bright and beautiful in the world. In New Orleans, we have this incredible community, but we don't have a master plan for urban lighting, which means we have a lot of dark and underlit places where people may not feel completely safe. So it isn't about saying, let's have more floodlights. It's about saying, let's have pools of light. Let's have places where artists and designers have worked with urban planners and the Department of Public Works and thought through how we bring more light, more illumination that is actually about a public safety initiative.
Kim, this is such a huge project. It must have taken up an enormous amount of your time.
It has taken a lot of energy, but I think it's been very worthwhile.
What's so worthwhile? Tell us all about it.
Well, when you look at New Orleans, you look at both the needs landscape and the opportunity landscape. And what I saw was beautiful architecture, a walkable footprint, incredible media coverage of our entrepreneurial sector and growth in as a new tech hub, and a really thriving contemporary art scene. But I didn't see the linkages between those things. So on the opportunity side, New Orleans is a Renaissance city with a 2018 tricentennial on the horizon. I thought, what if we could connect that art and that technology and the architecture and create a whole ripple effect in multiple directions?
Thank you. We're so sorry to see you go. We loved having you. So stay in touch with us, and thank you for coming out here and telling us all about Luna Fête.
Well, I hope that everybody will come out and support the artists of New Orleans that are featured this year.